History's Handbooks, Pirates in Blood-Curdling Color. Who's up with the boy then? By Terry Deary. Illustrated by Martin Brown. Read by Vienna Vance. Introduction. What do you call a person who takes you prisoner and feeds you rats, mice, and killers? Hi, by the way. A thug? What do you call a person who nails your feet to the deck of a ship and then beats you to death? A bully? What do you call a person who chops you into pieces and eats you? A cannibal? There's one word for all of these vicious people. Pirates. A pirate? But I thought... Yes, it's shocking but true. Forget the handsome young men sailing the seven seas, digging up hidden treasure. Forget the brave heroes swinging from masts to steal the gold from enemy galleons and laughing as they swish their swords. Forget the fat, jolly storybook captain and his cheeky parrot with an eye patch. One there yo-ho-ho and a thug-thug yo-ho-hoes. But this is a horrible history of pirates. And not only that, but it's everything you don't want to know about pirates. In one handy little color handbook. So avast and belay, you lubber. Shiver your timbers and weigh your anchor, me hearties. Read this book, me hearties. No, I don't know what that means either. Just shout it as you swing from the ropes in the square gym. Read this book and you may never plow the seven seas again. Blah, blah, blah. Lousy legends and lies. You've seen the movies, you read the books. Pirates are brave and handsome young men and women who wear gold earrings and shiny boots. They carry swords and pistols but never hurt anyone, except the baddies. Here are 10 facts about storybook pirates. Can you say which of these are true? If you think it may have happened, say, "Hi, Jim Lad." If you think it was a lie, then say, "Never, me hearties." 1. Pirates were gentlemen thieves. Answer, "Aye, Jim Lad." Blackbeard was thought to be a learned man born into a well-to-do family. Henry Morgan was made Sir Henry by King Charles II and went on to be governor of Jamaica. But some were not even men. Mary Read and Anne Bonny were a couple of tough women who swashed and buckled alongside the men. 2. Pirates carried parrots. Answer, "Aye, Jim Lad." The parrots were captured in South America and carried back home. But they weren't just cute pets. They could be sold for good money in Europe. Pretty Polly made a pretty penny. 3. Pirates stole Spanish golden jewels. Answer, "Aye, Jim Lad." But the Spanish ships became too big and too well armed. Pirates turned to stealing things they could sell. Sugar and cloth were popular. Slaves made a good price. Never mind the misery. 4. Pirates made maps of buried treasure. Answer, "Never, me hearties." They shared the money and spent it quickly. There was no point in burying it. Captain Kidd was supposed to have buried treasure, but no one has ever found it. It's a daft thing to do with your loot when you think about it. The only pirates who buried their loot were the ones being chased by the Navy. They would hide it for a couple of days till it was safe to move on. 5. Pirates marooned shipmates on desert islands. Answer, "Aye, Jim Lad." It was a punishment for a pirate who broke the rules. Believe it or not, pirates did have a set of rules, just like school rules. The rules even said what time you had to put your lights out and go to bed. Treasure, I'm rich! Marooned but rich. 6. Pirates had wooden legs and eye patches. Answer, "Aye, Jim Lad." Cannon shots could mangle legs and smash faces. A saw would take off a crushed leg and there was always wood to make a handy new stump if stinking gangrene in the wound didn't kill you first. 7. Pirates flew skull and crossbone flags. Answer, "Aye, Jim Lad." But other flags had bleeding hearts or daggers or hood skeletons on them. A lot of pirate flags may have been invented long after the pirates were dead. 8. Pirates made enemies walk the plank. Answer, "Never, me hearties." That was just for stories. Pirates never wasted their time. If they wanted enemies dead, they just chopped them to pieces and fed them to the sharks. Chinese pirates may have made victims walk the plank, and one writer said Black Bart did it in the Caribbean, but that's probably not true. It may be true that they threw a victim into the sea and cried out, "You're free to back home!" Ha! Huh. No one likes a clever dick. 9. Pirates sent their victims a black spot to show they were coming to get them. Answer, "Aye, Jim Lad." A circle of paper was cut out and covered in black ink. The circle was then sent to someone they planned to kill. It meant, "We are going to kill you." If the victim waited, they were killed. If they tried to run, they were killed. The black spot warning added to their terror before they died. Hug, and kisses Jim. 10. Pirates wear fine clothes, black beards, and curly wigs. Answer. Aye, Jim lad. They like to steal fine clothes from their victims, and if they fitted, they wear them. But people like Blackbeard grew a long, tangled beard just to look scary. It looked less scary when his head was lopped off in a fight with the British Navy. Now, Stephen Rover. Not all robbers who took to the seas were known as pirates. But if someone is nailing to your foot to the deck, you don't want to upset him and call him by the wrong name. So here are the questions. Pirate, that's a spud. P-Y-R-A-T-E. P-Y-R-A-T or P-I-R-A-T. Did you know the word pirato was first used about 130 B.C. by the Greek writer Polybius? Another Greek writer, Plutarch, around A.D. 100, said, pirates are people who attack not only ships, but seaports too. These nasty nurse men from Denmark, Norway, and Sweden liked battering poor little monks and flattening farmers from the AD 700s to the 1000s. But they also attacked ships at sea. Some history books say the word Viking is a Norse word for pirate. But why would they call themselves pirates? It may come from the Vikings' own word for creek, where the Vikings launched their boats, or it may come from the English word that means traitor. No one will ever be sure. Buccaneer. These pirates from the 1600s and 1700s killed wild cows in the Caribbean. They then cooked them over a sort of barbecue. The French word for a man with a barbecue is buccaneer, so these barbecue bandits were hot stuff. The buccaneers also called themselves brothers of the coast. Are you a brother of the coast? I sure am. Sure, get it? I'm a sibling of the sand, twin of the tide, kin of the cliff, bro of the beach. A simple yes would have done. Corsair. Another French word. This one means a chaser, so that jet or they'll chase you and rob you. Usually corsair was the name for pirates who robbed people in the Mediterranean Sea. Privateer. These were pirates who went into private business. The English kings and queens of the 1600s couldn't afford to build a navy to fight the Spanish, they said to the privateers. Go off and attack the Spanish ships. Give me a share of the loot and we both get rich. A private pirate with proper permission to peddle pain and panic in the Pacific? You could say that, but I'd rather you didn't. Barbary pirate. These five fellers attacked ships off the Barbary coast, that is, North Africa. Do not mix Barbary pirates up with the cheerful chaps who cut corsair hair. They are pirate barbers. From 1569 to 1616, nearly 500 English ships were captured by the Barbary pirates. They would send the fit English sailors to the slave markets. The unfit would have their throats slit. That saved the trouble of feeding them. Sea rover. A polite word for a pirate. Call him this if he has a cutlass to your throat. Sea king is an even more polite word for a pirate. Makes him sound like some posh hero. Really, he is seeking to rob you. Rover is a dog's name. Marooner. Marooner comes from the Spanish word cimarrona and means a runaway. These men were either runaway slaves or Spanish sailors who ran away from a cruel life on their treasure ships. They slaved away on the ships but didn't get a share of the treasure. No wonder they ran away. In time, the word marooning was used to mean leaving a victim on a deserted island. This is not the same as the purple color known as maroon, and it has nothing to do with this awful joke. I say, a ship full of red paint crashed into a ship full of blue paint, and they sank. The crew were marooned. Freebooter. A Dutch word for thieves who roam around freely looking for booty. Do not mix him up with a footballer who has an extra leg. Freebooter and Threebooter. Filibuster. Spanish word for a pirate. Useful if you were attacked while on holiday. Hand over your rubber ring. Filibuster! 10 putrid pirates. And he has a 10 on top. Here's a quick guide to the pirates you would not want to see at sea or cross cutlasses with in a cabin. Their hairs have been squared with scullies. One scull pirate is nasty. But a five-squad pirate is more deadly than a crocodile with a toothache. 1. Blackbeard, Edward Teach, 1680 to 1718. He sometimes killed his own crew for spear. He shot his mate Israel Hands in the knee and crippled him for life, just for fun. He wore plates in his beard and hair so it looked like snakes were crawling over his face and head. He also twisted smoking rope into the plates to add to his terrifying looks. He was so strong he could split a man from his head to his waist with one blow of his cutlass. Skull Skuller, 5 skulls. Sir Henry Milligan, 1635-1688. This Welshman started off as a privateer, attacking the Spanish for King Charles. He did such a good job, Charles made him governor of Jamaica. Milligan was a good soldier, but a hopeless sailor. He wrecked one ship by sailing it onto rocks. He had to cling to a rock and wait to be rescued. Embarrassing. Another of his ships blew up when some drunken sailors knocked a candle over in the gunpowder store. Milligan lived. 250 of his crew died. Skull Skuller, 2 skulls. 3. Coxinga, 1624-1662. Coxinga was the son of China's richest smuggler. He fought to defend his emperor and built a navy of 3,000 ships and 250,000 fighting men. When the emperor was finally defeated, Coxinga turned to piracy. He couldn't return to China, so he decided to drive out the Dutch traders on Taiwan Island. The Dutch refused to surrender. Coxinga had the Dutch captives divided into groups of about 30 and sent to villages around his camp. There they were dragged out, killed, and thrown into burial pits. Coxinga went mad and started screaming, "Take those headless bodies out of my bedroom!" There was nothing there. Skull Skuller, 3 skulls. Black Bart, Bartholomew Roberts, 1682-1722. Bart started his life at sea working on a slave ship. Then a pirate captured him and made Bart a slave. The hard-working Welshman earned his freedom and in time became captain of his own ship. Bart once captured a ship and asked the captain to pay if he wanted to go free. The captain refused, so Bart set his ship on fire. It didn't bother Bart that there were 80 slaves on board. Black Bart was an odd pirate because he didn't drink. He had a clear head to plan his clever attacks. He also hated gambling and smoking on his ship. Bart found time to preach to his crew on a Sunday. His rule was never attack on a Sunday. It is the Lord's Day. Skull Skuller, 3. 5. Ned Lowe, died 1723. This American pickpocket turned to pirating. He refused to have married men on his crew. He didn't want men running home to their wives. If a prisoner was married, then he couldn't turn pirate. Lowe shot him in the head. Lowe captured the Spanish galleon Montcova and killed 53 Spanish captives with his cutlass. He made one Spanish prisoner eat the heart of his friend, then he killed him. He burnt a French cook alive. Lowe told him, "You are a greasy fellow, so you'll fry well." His own crew set him adrift in a small boat. A French ship rescued him. When they found out who he was, they hanged him. Skull Skuller, 5 skulls. Jean, 6. Jeannie de Clisson, 1300s. In 1313, Jeannie's husband, Oliver de Clisson, Olivier de Clisson, was executed on the orders of Philip the Fair, King of France. Jeannie decided he was Philip the Unfair and decided to get her own back. First she sold off all her lands to raise money, then she bought 3 warships. They were painted black and had red sails. Admiral Jeannie began destroying Philip's ships and murdering their crews, but she always left 2 or 3 alive to carry the story back to the king. After all, that was part of the fun. Philip died, which could have spoilt Jeannie's fun, but she decided to continue her revenge on his sons as they took the French throne. After 13 bloody years, the last son of Philip died, and Jeannie retired. It was said that she enjoyed capturing ships with French noblemen on board. Then she would personally chop off their heads with her axe. Her gray ghost still decks the beds of Clisson Castle. Don't go there if your name is Philip. Skull Skuller, 4 skulls. 7. Roque Bassolino, 1670s. This Dutch buccaneer lived in Brazil, then turned up in Jamaica in the 1670s to do some pirating. Brasiliano was a drunkard famous for his hatred of the Spanish. He would get drunk and run down the street beating anyone who got in his way. He soon became pirate captain and brought terror to Spanish shipping. His nastiest trick was to capture a Spaniard, tie him to a pit, and roast him alive over a fire. Skull Skuller, 4 skulls. Juan Clerso, 1680s. The Spanish were not just victims of piracy. Some Spaniards, like Juan Clerso, became pirates themselves, and cruel ones, too. Clerso became a Spanish privateer with orders to destroy the English in Jamaica. He gathered a crew of killers who robbed and murdered without pity. One of Clerso's crew fell sick. He was not able to row Clerso's boat. He was useless, so Clerso cut off his head. Skull Skuller, 3 skulls. 9. Lady Mary Killigrew, 1580s. This cutthroat woman was the wife of Sir John Killigrew, and they lived in Clarendon. She went on many pirating cruises along the English coast and was happy to slash and chop with her own sword. In 1583, a German merchant ship was robbed, and she rode away with jewels, silver, and pieces of eight, after killing the crew, of course. In the same year, a Spanish merchant ship was driven into Falmouth by storms. Lady Killigrew led a boarding party onto the vessel, killed the crew, and stole the cargo. Queen Elizabeth I heard about the attack and was furious. Lady Killigrew was tried and sentenced to be hanged along with her crew. But at the last minute, the Queen, who liked Lady Killigrew, changed her mind and gave her a long jail sentence instead. Skoskolar, Berskos. Francois, Illinois, 1660s. The Illinois, a French pirate, brought terror to the coast of South America. He tortured his prisoners and became famous as the cruelest of all pirates. His nastiest habit was cutting prisoners to bits when he lost his temper. Then he would cut out their tongues. Once he cut out a prisoner's heart and started chewing it while asking him questions. Answer me! I haven't got the heart to tell him. Le Illinois was wrecked on the island of Las Pertas. He was found by local natives and was murdered in a terrible way. Served him right. Skoskar, 5 scores. Perilous pirate timeline. To give you a rough idea of who was doing what and when, here's a quick timeline. Around 1100 BC, the first pirates roamed the Mediterranean seas. 230 BC, Queen Tuta of Illyria, that's Albania today, is fed up with the Greeks settling on the coast of her country. She hasn't the verses to drive them out of their towns, so she turns pirate to sink them at sea. But when she tries to be ruthless with Roman ships, she is defeated. Vikings cross the North Sea and slaughter monks. The Greeks gave us booty, the Romans gave us the boot. AD 793. It's the start of the Viking Age. They have spilled blood on land and sea for more than 300 years. Look at all this blood you've spilled. Sorry, Ma. AD 301. St. Patrick, AD 385 to 361, was a British boy who was taught the Bible by his dad. When St. Pat was 16, he was captured by pirates and sold as a slave in Ireland. Bible boy! After 6 years, he escaped to Gaul, now France, and became a monk. He then went back to Ireland and converted the Irish to Christianity. If the pirates hadn't sent him to Ireland, he might never have become their greatest saint. Don't be surprised. Scramble the letters of pirates and you get a priest. Amazing! Did you know? Lancelot Blackburn was a priest in the Caribbean, but found the pay was poor, so he joined a pirate ship and attacked Spanish galleons. He returned to England to work as a priest. Was he hanged for piracy? No, he was made Archbishop of York. 1492. Christopher Columbus discovers the West Indies and finds that the Arawak Indians make great slaves. He starts the slave tribe that has traders crossing the Atlantic to make their fortunes, and pirates to pitch it. To gold, greed, and slaves! Columbus! 1500s. The Barbarossa brothers, Aruj and Kheir ed-Din, roamed the Mediterranean. The name means Redbeard, which is better than being called Greenbeard. These cursors were feared throughout the Mediterranean for their vicious attacks on Christian ships and towns. You've got blood on your beard, bro. How can you tell? 1603. England stops allowing her privateers to attack foreign ships, but the English sailors carry on the raids anyway against the law. These are the days of the buccaneers in the Caribbean. We're illegal criminals now. 1618. There are now about 5,000 pirates at sea, mostly in the Caribbean. There's a great trade there in slaves and sugar, plus lots of lovely hiding places thousands of miles from the nasty navies. A pirate paradise, in fact. No navies? Nay, nay. They're near. 1697. Treaty of Ryswick. Spain, France, Holland, and England agree to stop privateers raiding each other's ships. Pirates can no longer say, I was fighting for my country, and get away with it. A caught pirate is a dead pirate from now on. Just to prove it, the English hang Captain Kidd in 1701. No kidding. 1775. The Americans are in revolt against Britain. American ships start to attack and rob British ships. John Paul Jones makes a daring raid on Britain and becomes an American hero. The Brits just see him as a pirate. Dashing, bashing. 1850s. Steam-powered ships make it easier to catch pirates. There are only a few pirate crews left now. The seas are a bit safer. Can you hear a chug-chug sound? Lousy look. If you were a pirate, what on earth would you pinch? At sea there are no motors or mobile phones, no jewelry shops or cash machines. Here are a few top tips on what to nick and what not. Pieces of eight. Pieces of eight were Spanish silver dollars. The little Spanish coins were called reales. put 8 wheels together and you got 1 piece of 8. If you had 16 pieces of 8, they were worth 1 doubloon. That was a gold coin. You could spend these coins all over the world. Jewelry. If the ship had passengers, then you could rob them of their rings and watches. Blackbeard liked to save time with this hand-chopping trip. Chip. If you can't get a ring off, then chop off the finger. If there are a few rings and you're in a real hurry, chop off the hand and slide them off later. Wine. Pirates like to drink. A lot of drink. Some drank themselves to death, so if they could bag a barrel without pain, they would. Otherwise, they'd have to go to an inn. Then there would be the excuse to tell the joke. A pirate walks into a bar. Ouch, he said. It was an iron bar. But of course, you would never read such a dreadful joke in a Herald of History's book, would you? Cloth. Any sort of cloth would be easy to sell, but silk from China was best of all. By 1623, the Chinese were sick of Dutch pirates stealing their silk. They pretended to be friendly with Dutch Captain Franzoon and gave him beer. It was poisoned. Franzoon spat it out, so they tried to ram him with fire ships. Blazing boats sent to ram Franzoon's ships and set them alight. They missed Franzoon, but hit his partner's ship. It blew up in a firebed. The Dutch report said it was blown up with man and mouse. Eek! Maps. Maps were very valuable. You couldn't just go into a shop and buy one. If you find a trader's maps, you can learn all about the trade routes. Then you can lay traps for other ships. Maps! Get lost! In 1680, Captain Bartholomew Sharp captured Spanish treasure near Chile. The Spanish demanded that King Charles II of England should punish the pirate when he went back to England. But part of Bart's treasure was a book of sea maps and plans of the South Seas. These were so important that King Charles II gave them a free pardon instead. Sugar. Sugar was one of the most precious things you could have in England in the 1700s. Thousands of slaves were captured just to grow and harvest sugar in the Caribbean. Growing sugar was hard work. Much easier to let the slaves do other work than nick the sugar planter's cargo when they send it across to England. Captain, it's the Candy Queen! Arg, she be a sugar ship, true enough. Slaves. Slave ships took Africans to America and sold them to work in the fields. It was easy to attack a slave ship and steal the Africans. But one of the oddest raids was led by the Dutch pirate Jan Jans. He led a crew of Barbary pirates to Iceland. They landed, snatched a village full of Iceland peasants, and sold them as slaves. Why should I buy a slave from Iceland? They're really cool.